Yo, man, I'm currently exhuming my dead dog's body from the ground. I buried it here 2 years ago, and I just want to take pictures of the decomposing corpse, yo. If you're too young to see this, or you're offended by any of this, well, get the fuck out of here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to BDO Radio. I'm your host, Budweiser, and this is December 7, year 2006. Yes, it's a Thursday. I got my pay incoming. It is a good day for everybody. Now, my original intention with this recorded show is to replace what was supposed to be my live show tonight by this. And obviously, just like any other recorded show, we're going to keep it alive forever after that. People just have to hear the date to know that it's a little outdated, but it's, hey, it's still good to listen to. I mean, it's not because the show is outdated on BDO that it's, like, no good to listen to anymore. So I'd like to say hi to everybody and a little apology, tiny little apology, because I don't feel, like, sorry that I can't show up because of the fact that I'm recording this right now, so there is going to be some entertainment of some sort. But I slightly apologize to people for not being able to show up tonight. And this new trick of airing a recorded show instead of a live show when I can't make the live show might be used a little more often. It might actually push the production of more recorded shows automatically through me trying to fill up my lifetime slots that I can't make to. I should always have a backup show, something to play that's brand new for when I'm not available. It's going to be something I'm going to work on. Because now, people, now I'm going to speak actuality a little, even though, like I say, usually these shows get old with time and they stay on the playlist. I'm going to talk a little actuality here because this is truly important. I've been bashing on the BDO website lately, trying to modify it up to par. Exactly to the point where I wanted. I want the affiliations to be able to manage their own portion of the website, sort of their own MySpace on BDO, if you want, and that's what I did. I also modified the schedule system about four times in the last 2 weeks, to the point where now it's quite reliable. I mean, The affiliations manage the time, the schedule themselves. Everything happens automatically now, and I had actually been striving for that for a while. So you might notice on a night where, suppose an affiliation, for instance, affiliation A, wants to go on the air at 10 p.m. and it says it on the schedule, and you never see this affiliation show go highlighted either yellow or green. It stays white. That means the person did not confirm their show, and it's probably not going to take place. Like, if you show up an hour before the affiliations show and still see that there's no highlight on the schedule, well, most likely there's not going to be any show for that time slot. Anyways, it only highlights when the affiliation confirms that they will be on the air on that night. So it's going to remove a lot of confusion on the schedule for the people who regularly consult it. I think that's actually a really good help. So, had to get this out of the way. A few other things I want to get out of the way real quickly. Things that happened lately. I'm going to take the opportunity on this recorded show to have a note about these things on my playlist. First off, the first episode of Drug Ring 2167 has been entirely, completely, on the whole, remade from scratch. The episode was not fully rewritten, but it was revised in many places. There are scenes that are gone, there are new scenes, and there are scenes that have been modified. As far as production went, I had to re-record everything, reproduce everything. And I don't plan on doing this with the whole story. It was just episode one because I had saved it at the wrong quality, and it was driving me bananas to know that the initial episode, the one that makes the first impression, sounded like crap. Really, it sounded, well, bad. Anyway, so had to mention that, you know, it was an obsession of mine. I could not live on with the knowledge that I had put that piece of garbage on my story. It had to be redone. There were missing sound effects. There were many issues that I just really wasn't happy with. Now that that's out of the way, let's get... What's the other thing I wanted to talk about? I'm going to forget. Oh, yeah, actually, hang on. Full Balls and Other Things, our series of CDs that started in 2004, now has a brand new special available for you guys. For those of you who are relatively new to BDO Radio and don't want to have to buy Volume 1 separately from Volume 2 of Full Balls and Other Things, we have introduced a special for you people, and in fact, people seem to love this special. Got a few sales so far, so I'm really happy with that, and the buyers seem very satisfied with their product. Type in your web browser, bdoradio.com/FBOT, and you're going to notice that on that page now we have a special. It says $9.99 for Volume 1 and Volume 2 Downloadable Edition, which means we don't ship anything to you. When you place your order, 24 to 48 hours later, you will get a link in your email allowing you to download the contents of the CD, burn your own copy, print your own labels, and basically have essentially the same thing as when we ship a hard copy. And a note for the hard copies. For those of you who really, really want a hard copy, I'm actually in the process of opening up a Cafe Press store. You can check that website out on cafepress.com. Cafe Press is basically a place where I can submit my CD's content, and they will print one CD every time I make a sale and send me a considerably large commission. I checked out the money I make from that. It is not as good as if I printed the CDs myself, but it removes me a good part of the headache of having to produce the CDs and everything. So for the CDs that are out of print only, not for the CDs that I still haven't printed. For instance, Volume 2, I still have a few prints left, so I'm not going to take the hard copy option out. However, for Volume 1, I'm in the process of opening up an account on Cafe Press, sending them the files, and getting them to sell the hard copy of Full Balls and Other Things Volume 1. It's going to be a little bit more expensive than usual, but at least you're going to get the material the way you're supposed to, printed better than I ever could print it. So I think people are going to go with the Cafe Press thing big time. Anyways, that's enough for those mentions. Now, wow, I'm filling up this segment with, like, only BDO news. Well, it shows it's been a while. I haven't done a recorded show, for one. And for two, I always start off my live shows like this. So for those of you people who are expecting a live show right now, it's, well, pretty much the same feeling now, isn't it? Anyways, another thing I've got to mention in the BDO news. To the Ranting Griffin, someone whose shows I liked to play before on BDO Radio, for pretty much all of the summer of 2006 and the fall. Was it the fall? It was the spring of 2006 and summer of 2006. We had a lot, I mean a lot, of To the Ranting Griffin on our playlist. Now, this has changed lately because Two actually stopped doing his show. And, well, it was getting kind of old to always, even though there was like 90 shows to re-air, I would still find it repetitive after a few weeks playing. Even if I put scattered like 24 shows on my playlist of To the Ranting Griffin, eventually I'd know almost everything by heart. So I was like, that can't be good for my listeners. Changed that around, came back to some new BDO material, started producing some recorded shows. But now I actually am going back to adding To the Ranting Griffin on our playlist, for the sole reason that, well, Mr. Griffin is back on the air! Props to the Ranting Griffin for getting his ass back on the air. I kind of missed that show. And the problem is when that show came out, I didn't really know it until after 2 years of existence. Or maybe just 1 year. I don't exactly know which day he started, which is why I'm saying about 2 years of existence. But I only knew it in its final few editions. Like, I started listening at show number 80. So I only got 8 new shows in its existence, and then boom, discontinued. It stopped. So I was really pissed off about that. I'm really fucking happy to see him back on the air. It's, I think he's a really talented radio host, more than I will ever be. I think he has, the thing he has that, if you compare To the Rant and Griffin directly to me, I think he's 20 times more professional than I am. He can say whatever he wants on the air. Okay, the words, your choice of words does not affect your professionalism on the air, okay? By professional, I mean that his show is structured, the sound is good, the adjustments are he's gay. I'm going to say anal. The adjustments are anal, and he's gay. Okay, that's... No, but has nothing to do with the fact that he's gay. The adjustments are meticulously arranged. I mean, to do something that he performs live that I could only pull off with the same sound recorded is pretty impressive. Now, he's only doing recorded shows lately, which doubles my motivation to put his shows on my playlist because they're only recorded, so why not make it seem like it's playing live on BDO? He's gonna get his shit together and start doing it live all over again. And you know what? The Evil Tech Workshop, for those of you who know this come and go affiliation, well, I'm calling them the come and go affiliation for now. I hope that eventually they settle in and are there to stay. But Evil Tech's intention with the Evil Tech Workshop was to do a show pretty much in that style, or in the style of the show you're hearing right now, but to do it live, to be able to put all the effects and all that shit and do the segments all live. So, in my case, ain't really easy. I never actually even dared wanting to do this. I'd rather just do the recording, take my time, be meticulous with the settings in that way. And if I'm going to go live, I want a microphone, an audio stream, and saying whatever the fuck I want. I have a very different style, and I'm not professional on a live show. Let's put it that way. On today's show, you got a couple of new skits. There's one I'm going to have to reinsert because I don't have enough new skits to create a show, and I really want to put something new on the playlist. So there's two new skits in this show, and you're going to love the middle segment, which is not new, but is such an old skit, such old vintage, that you won't be able to stop yourself from listening to the whole thing, laughing your ass off completely. This is one of the much earlier performances by me, Red, and Buffalio. In fact, it's the second one after the Pod Delivery Guy. It was only our second group performance in the style of improv that we do. The first attempts at doing group skits were actually scripted, and they sucked. I swear we suck at scripting. We tried once in 1999. We never, ever, ever tried again. Nobody can get the fucking lines right, and then we have to end up recording each line one at a time. Like, you, come to the microphone, say what you have to say. Okay, you, come to the microphone, say what you have to say. And then the mixing sounds so terrible because not one sentence sounds like it was said in the context of the other. So we really suck with scripts, and when we discovered that the improv trick was really efficient, it didn't take much time before everybody wanted to do the next skit. And well, that's what pretty much the middle segment is. You're going to be getting a good, I think it's 5 minutes long of me, Buffalio, and Red. It's called The Job Interview, and Buffalio interviews a character called Alexander Hash about a job that involves hanging calendars. It's, we're crazy, I know. We're fucking crazy. You know, deal with it. I think you're going to like today's show. Two brand new skits in there. Now, you might have heard them on other live shows, but for those of you who haven't heard them yet, they're not anywhere else than on those live shows I played them, so I think you're gonna like this. And it's about almost time to wrap up this first talk segment of show number 14, recorded December 7th, year 2006. So I'm gonna wrap up this little segment here with this. I like how I designed, I actually made this bong myself. Yeah, it's a homemade bong. I know I'm very against homemade bongs, but I have a technique that I could show online that that makes basically the best and safest homemade bongs. Probably one day I'll introduce it, but I still say the only reason why I haven't ordered another bong on Video Essentials after I broke my last one is, and it's fucking stupid, it's fucking absolutely retarded, is that right now I'm trying to keep my PayPal funds grouped in one place because I have to pay my, I have like 20 domain names, okay, because I'm a web guy, right? So I have to renew my domain names using my PayPal account, so I don't want to touch that. And right now, the credit card that I have, I shut it down because I'm a credit addict, and they don't even take the right payment methods, and I want to have to go get a fucking money order and mail shit back and forth. The word mail makes me go fucking sick. So, yeah, I haven't even gotten one from Grass. It might happen actually in the beginning of 2007 because I'm tired of the, even though it's a good smooth one, I'm tired of the homemade bong. Anyways, so a little mention of what's coming up before I wrap up this first segment. In the second segment, right after the skit that's coming up right now, which, by the way, the skit is called Red Light Poker, brand new, made by yours truly. Right after Red Light Poker, the skit, you're going to get the middle segment, which is called The Job Interview, and it is made by Red Bafalio and yours truly. Quite a funny skit. And then after that, there's going to be another skit. This one skit is called National Visionary Coalition. Another quite funny one made by yours truly. And right after that, well, it's going to be me again on segment number three, talking about something else. It's going to be really interesting. I have a little plan for segment three. So enjoy what's coming up and see you in segment three.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Oh yeah, this week at Jack's Used Cars, I've gone crazy. That's right, your friend Jack has gone absolutely over the rainbow. Truly gone fishing. This used Mercedes for only $599.99. That's right, $599.99. I've gone absolutely crazy.
Excuse me, sir. You're gonna have to come this way with me.
What do you want for my life? What do you want? Why should I, like, go with you?
Well, because, sir, you're absolutely insane and you sort of, like, need help, you know?
No, you don't get it, man. I'm crazy as in selling low-price used cars. I'm not crazy in that way, man.
Right. They all say that. Come with me. I'm gonna take you
to a good place. Man, you don't get it, man. Let go of my arm.
No,
let go of my arm, man.
I'm taking you to a place where they're gonna...
I'm not crazy like that. I'm not crazy, man. I'm done. Let me go.
Okay, now we're gonna have to perform a rectal search for any objects you're trying to bring.
No, man, no. Don't do that shit, man.
Okay. Hi there, I'm Terry Baker, and welcome to the Red Light Poker Championship. This is my analyst, George Shepherd.
Why, hello there, Terry.
Hi, George. So now, George, take us through this tournament so far. What are we looking at here?
Well, Terry, last I know before I unexpectedly fell asleep because poker is boring to watch, is that James Wildly lost a lot of crack at the last round.
Yes, George, that's absolutely right. He went all in, but he only had a 2 and a 3, and nothing on the table to help his cause. Very risky gambling.
Well, now it looks like they're getting ready for another hand at the table.
Yes, George. It's the fourth hand of this game, and Bob Manlow is leading with 1.2. 12 ounces of crack, 2 dosages of heroin, 3 pounds of marijuana, and a joint.
So, for you newcomers to this game, the red chips mean half a gram of crack, the black ones denote a whole gram, the green chip determines an ounce of weed, blue is a pound, the yellow chips represent the smack, and the orange chips represent one blowjob from a prostitute.
Yes. Well, looks like if Bob wins, he's going to have a lot of servicing done on his crotch, if you catch my drift.
Terry, you're absolutely right. Let's hope he doesn't consume all that crack before driving home also.
What was that?
Sorry, Terry, what?
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 George, I'm sorry. I can't hear you all. The dealer is playing with the chips again.
Now, let's go see what's going on at the table.
Man, all in, man. All in, man.
Dude, easy. The dealer didn't even pass out the cards yet.
All in, man. Give me crack, man. I'm all in, man.
Looks like James is really anxious to play, Terry.
Yes, George. In fact, he can't get enough of those rocks. Before the game even started, he was already exchanging his crack chips for hits. He started off with less than anyone here.
Yes, and the last two hands, he went all in and lost everything.
I mean, why would a guy gamble everything when he's got a 2 and a 3? Wait a minute. Some Something strange happening here. Looks like an intruder stepped in the room. Let's go at the table right now, George.
Yo, this is a stick-up, man. Give me all the money, all the crack, all the blowjob chips. Come on, let's go, let's go.
Man, I'm not giving it to you, man. I have to go all in, man. I need crack.
Give it to him, man. He's gonna kill you.
Yeah, listen to your poker buddy now. Give it.
Man, no, man. I'm like...
Stupid bitch. Anyone else want to test me?
Okay, Terry, looks like the game's over for today.
Yes, but stay tuned on the BSN as we've got some dog shaving competitions coming up next.
That's right. Thanks for watching the Boring Sports Network. I'm George Shepherd.
And I'm Terry Baker.
Hey, Terry, man, I'm sorry I fell asleep during that broadcast. It's just this game is so horrendous.
I know. I mean, look, you should do like me and take a few speeds before doing the broadcast.
You're on speed?
Yeah, it always just brings the best out of you. But, shit, George.
What is it?
We're still on the air. Let me disconnect this.
Alexander Hash, our very well-known Englishman character, is about to go to a job interview. He doesn't even know what the job's about, but he feels very confident.
Mr. J.D. Armbong?
Armbong, that's right. What's your name?
I'm Alexander Hash.
All right, Alexander, why don't you have a seat right here? A seat right here?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, here we're very relaxed about our temperaments, so you don't have to worry about that. What kind of job you're looking for exactly?
Well, I'm looking for a job where, well, like, I can do, like, nothing, you know? And, you know, like, just sleep and stuff, you know? But, I'm gonna work hard at first, you know? But, I'd like to clean floors and stuff, you know?
Hey, what's up? This is my friend. You don't mind if he sits down with us for the interview, do you?
No, I don't.
Alright. How you doing?
Hi, my name is, Smoing Doing.
It's Smoing Doing.
Hello, Mr. Doing.
Hello,
Mr. Hash.
Mr. Hash, this is Alexander Hash.
I just dropped out from a party, you know, man. You know, you want some, stuff, buddy?
Yeah, man, put it out. You don't mind if we, roll up a dub, like they call it, in the streets?
You're, like, rolling a spliff? I fell in the right place, did I?
Okay, so, you don't mind. Alright, so Smoin, you gonna roll it now?
Yeah, I'm going to do that now, man, and, it won't take long.
Alright, while he rolls it, I'm gonna ask you a couple of, questions, you know? You don't mind if I'm a bit stoned out right now, eh?
I actually did. Can I, like, spark up a spliff, too?
Yeah, let him take his stoke first. That's pretty nice, yeah. So, Alexander, what's your credentials? Where'd you work at?
I've been smoking mostly bong hits all my life, so I worked in, like, 2 bong shops, but that's about all.
That's pretty cool. But the bong shops. Wow. I got a perfect place for you. I need somebody to hang my calendar every month. And you can have this office right here. I got air conditioning for your smoking pleasures.
You forgot the number one rule. Always, yes, to have some weed.
Yeah. That's the rule if you're gonna work here. I mean, all the employees are the same. They all smoke up. And we don't really do anything. We just hang calendars all month. That's our job. We're the calendar hanging company from Nebraska. you gotta come high. That's the rule. So, Alexander, tell me, have you ever had experience handing calendars?
Calendars? You mean like, I'm gonna spend my whole day smoking bong hits and hanging calendars?
Yeah, here you go. Here, take this. This is pure hydro. Yeah, calendars. We hang calendars while we smoke weed. Smoit is my first employee I've ever had. He used to hang the first calendars.
Yeah, I got this job because, in my house, I was hanging my calendar on the wall every time in each month. And, that's it. And then, he knows my mom. So he came one day and knocked on our door and say hello to my mom, and then he saw me hanging a calendar. He say, "Hey, you guy, little boy, you hang calendar pretty well done, you know what I'm saying?" Then I said to myself, it would bring me a good condition. having a new way of life. And then he said, it won't work for me. I said, why? He said, oh, you're a pretty good candidate, pretty boy. And then he said, okay. So after that, I was his first employee, and paid me a lot first. Now I have to reduce because they are the employees. And that's it. And I'm the number one employee of this industry. So that's it.
Yeah. Like, do all your future employees have to, like, listen to Mr. Doing's speech?
Yeah, he's the first employee here. He has to speak and give the pep talk to all the hangers. Now,
Yeah, because there's a new way of hanging some calendars. I'll teach you some ways to put some on the wall.
So, tell me, do you also flip the pages or do you just hang it for the first, like, calendars?
I flip the pages.
Good. And then you got a good job here. The weed in the shadow calendar industry is special to me since I smoked my first joint. And all the calendars since that day has been hung on the month that they are. So for the calendar hanging, you can hang at least. Yeah, of course we want to smoke another joint.
All right, so I'm going to...
You don't mind, do you, Mr. Hash?
No problem.
Good. That's another rule. If you don't have papers, you'll have to go get... Unless you bring your own bong. Now, when can you work between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.?
Well, what's the pay?
You get paid, in weed.
Okay. Can you assign me a room here so I can sleep here?
All the rooms, they're ticking right now.
Yeah.
We grow our own plants. Smoit is in charge of growing the plants here. He has all the rooms.
I put a water every day, and I put an X on the day that I done it. If I forgot, each time I cut my finger.
that's also a rule.
But I never cut one finger because I'm a true employee.
There you go. It's all about the calendars. That's how we started. That's how the business is. And that's how I will teach my children how to hang after I've smoked some more weed. Now, Alexander, I'm going to assign you tomorrow at 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. This is our main hour. Yeah, our weed smoking facilities are open, 70. They're open a lot. we have a delivery service for all our papers and lighters. Oh, look. All the papers and the lighters are delivered to us by the system. Yeah, the system delivers everything. Come and check it out. We don't have a company name.
We have weed station.
We have the weed all across. So, that's why we smoke weed and listen to the sound it makes.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, Jack's Road Safety Tip number 14. Hi, I'm Jack. This is Road Safety Tip number 14. Remember that the car horn is a wonderful tool. Use it freely. Although some people believe its use should be limited, we believe that when facing any remotely alerting event, the horn should be used. If you dropped your coffee while driving, honk the horn. If you're in a bad mood, honk the horn. If you see someone else on the road, honk the horn. If you see a squirrel running across the street, honk the horn. If your cell phone is ringing, honk the horn. If the light is red, honk the horn, and so on. Think of the horn as a general alert. If the others wonder why you are honking, they just don't understand your pattern. But at least they know that something may be alarming you.
Damn it! It's 2 a.m. for fuck's sake. What does this guy want? Hello! What the fuck do you want this late at night?
Hello, sir. I'm from the National Visionary Coalition.
Oh, jeez.
Now, I'd like to ask you today, sir, do you have any lack in your life? Do you feel that you are, as a being...
incomplete.
Listen to me, for it's 2 a.m., I'm working tomorrow, I don't give a shit about...
Sir, please calm down. I know that my time may seem inappropriate.
No shit!
But I guarantee you, you will not... There's nothing bad about this, and I am not a Jehovah's Witness, if you're wondering.
Whether you're Jehovah or not, you're waking me up at 2 a.m., you religious freaks!
This is not religious. It has nothing to do with religion.
You still woke
me
up!
All I'd like you to do is please listen to me for an instant, and then judge by yourself, okay?
Okay, you know what? You woke me up. You woke me up, so do it, okay?
Now.
Hurry up.
Do you want to go back to bed, sir?
Yes, I do. I really do.
Okay, then all I want you to do is, you see this bong, this marijuana bong?
Yeah.
Already loaded. I'm giving this to you free. This will give you enlightenment. It will make you find your path in life.
I'm not interested. I want to go back to bed. I have trouble sleeping.
I don't think you get the concept here, okay? If you don't have this, I'm going to ring your doorbell until it's morning tomorrow and you get up to go to work. And then I'm going to follow you to work and keep harassing you for you to smoke this bowl of weed.
Listen, if that's what it takes, give me that fucking thing. Whoa.
So?
This shit is... tastes good, I gotta say.
No, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna sleep better, definitely. I feel like I'm all woozy. I've had sleep deprivation for years. I can hardly sleep on work days. I think I'm gonna have to thank you. I mean, I'd like to know, though, can I get more of this stuff? Maybe pay for it? I don't know.
Yes, you can page me from, like, 2 p.m., to 2 a.m., and I'll just show up at your place and deliver.
The number's on your pamphlet? Give me your pamphlet.
The number's right here, and you can call me from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. any day, and I'm going to show up within the hour to deliver.
Well, listen, I'll be calling you tomorrow. I mean...
I hope I've enlightened your life, sir. I'm really happy of the words you're speaking now. Thank you.
Well, I apologize for my reaction, and I'm really happy you passed by, even though the given time. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah! Segment number 3 begins! Welcome back to BDO Radio, people. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. And again, a little apology for replacing live show with tonight's broadcast that you're listening to. I might not be there, but I am there with you in spirit. This is me right here. Now, people, I want to get on to a topic that I always forget to talk about. In fact, I forget to talk about it, and sometimes I forget that I have talking about it. So I don't even know if I mentioned this on any other recorded show, but to my knowledge, I do not. I really don't. Having a little coffee here. So I'd like to start talking about is... a weed topic, a topic about marijuana, something, it's a substance I haven't spoken much of since like show number 1 or 2 or something. It's not a topic I go on to very often anymore, at least not enough, let's put it that way, you know. BDO has changed its image with success in a good part. However, I can't just walk away and alienate everyone who knows very well that this show was based on being all about weed. I mean, nowadays we can mention it a lot less because, like, we've got a lot of radio talent put together and everything. We're starting to seem more like of a general radio station than anything else. But still, to have changed the image is one thing, but we still have to. I can't start denying our roots. Let's put it this way. I can't deny our roots. There was a lot of weed in our roots. In fact, I think we grew off weed roots. Anyways, and the topic I wanted to get onto is quite interesting because there's always these jokes and these things stoners do when they run out of weed. You know, there's always these jokes like, oh, how much resin are you going to need, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, what can you use to simulate the effect of marijuana? If your dealer isn't immediately reachable, or if you don't have the money to repurchase marijuana when you run out, what do you do? That's the topic I want to get onto. What do you do? What to do? What to do? Now, obviously, I'm going to favor people who have a bong here. As for those of you who smoke joints, you really can't do much when you run out of weed except getting those roaches out of the ashtray
pushing anything left in the roach out of the roach, trying to make a stack large enough to roll joints. What made me initially a fan of the bong when I started using it is the fact that, you know, I was still a joint smoker on a regular basis and an occasional bong user. So what I would do is I would smoke like two or three joints in the day and then wind up with three roaches, for instance. And in normal times, if I would push out the shit from all three roaches, I wouldn't have enough to roll quite enough of a joint to get high. However, when I had the bong, I could just take the residue of those three roaches, put it in the bong. Now, I'm not talking putting the paper and the back end of the roach. I'm talking just the weed inside the roach. You get that out, and you put it in a bowl, and you smoke that. I really liked bongs for that at the beginning. It was really the main reason why I even started using these things. I was a roach collection expert. I was like, my friends called me absolutely crazy. I was like a crackhead looking for rocks, man. I was really good at it. It's not something to be very proud of, though, I'll admit. Anyways, but I've discovered over the years many very interesting ways to make it so it feels like you still have weed if you're completely out and cannot immediately reobtain some and really want to keep smoking. You know, there's those days where if you run out, you'll be like, okay, anyways, I'm done smoking. I don't need any more. But there's going to be some other days where you're going to be like, man, I wish I had another gram on the table right now. Well, I'm going to give you one magic trick. It's a really magic one. Now, we're going to go in phases, and then we're going to combine all this shit. Now, there's a trick, phase one, there's a trick of scraping the resin out of your bong and smoking the resin to get high. Now, the pros, it sometimes surprisingly tastes very close to marijuana. It does contain a certain amount of THC, therefore it gets you somewhat high. And here's the cons, though. The cons is that resin is nasty, it's difficult to manipulate, it does not burn evenly, it can sometimes taste like car exhaust, and also it gives a head rush because there's so much toxin in there. That's the pros and the cons of smoking your resin directly. Then, this is something I liked to do in the past. When you have your weed, you have buds that hold on branches. What you do is you remove the buds from the branches and keep the branches somewhere safe so that you can access them when you're out of weed. When you're out of weed, access the stash of branches you have, grind these branches in a Braun coffee grinder, and grind them really fine, like as fine as you fucking can. And this substance that comes out of the coffee grinder will be pretty good to smoke. Don't forget to scrape out the lid because that substance is part of the flavor that you get in your smoking experience. Now, by grinding them real fine, they will burn evenly. It will liberate a lot of flavor into the plant. And it's going to taste almost like you're smoking bud and give you just a slight little tad of a high. There's a trace of THC in there. Anyway, here's the interesting combo. Here's my magic trick for this. I like to combine both the resin and the branch. What I do is I take one of the larger branches of my branch stash and I sort of stick resin onto it all over. I sort of, not really a resin-coated branch, but a branch that has, like, balls of resin stuck onto it. And what I do is I include this branch that has like three or four times its volume of resin on it into the coffee grinder with several other branches. And I pulverize everything into an almost powder-like substance that is brownish-green with a touch of beige in the color. And this stuff, now you eliminate the fact that resin is difficult to manipulate and does not burn well by mixing it with branch. You complement the taste of the branch, which is kind of irritating, with the taste of the resin, which is sort of the missing piece of the puzzle in the taste of the branch. So the final product, strangely, winds up tasting like sort of, I don't know, old marijuana, like marijuana has been damp in a bag for a few years. It starts tasting like fucking weed, for one. And for two, the effect is more complete. While you still get somewhat of a head rush, the buzz is just 10 times better than any of the techniques by themselves. And for those of you who have bongs, you always have access to resin if you are a frequent user of that bong. And every time you're out of weed, you can have up to 2-3 grams of what I like to call reconstituted artificial marijuana, and just keep smoking. It's a really good trick. It served me excellent many times, and I was blown away the actual first time I did this, because I was like, wow, why didn't I ever do this before, you know? Anyways, it's something that has become essential to me and a few of my friends for when we're out of weed and we really, really want to keep smoking. Now, I don't know about rolling that stuff that I just described to you in a joint. It removes the fake aspect of it. You have to use a bong to consume that stuff. It really fools you into tasting like weed and everything and getting you high. In a joint, you can tell it doesn't taste like weed for some reason. It burns differently. Anyways, so that's it for my little tips here. These are tips, you know, that I've dealt with, especially when I take a long weed break and the first day I'm like fucking dying and itching for more weed. Well, I'll grind up a few branches with some resin inside to have this mixture that can somewhat make me forget that I'm like starting a weed break for a day or two, and then just eventually stop consuming that reconstituted stuff, and the cravings for marijuana are over. So it's a really helpful substance for people who want to take a weed break. The first day of your weed break where you're itching for weed, this might actually stop the process, stop the vicious cycle of you wanting to smoke so much every time you try to quit, that you could actually quit for a few weeks, you know, and actually come back to weed and enjoy the way it's supposed to be. It's never a bad idea to take a weed break if you are a frequent consumer, as after your break, you're going to appreciate the weed even more. It's going to stone you 4 times harder for the first week there. So it's always fun to take a break. And no, what I'm consuming in today's show is not reconstituted. It is not artificial in any way. This is the real McCoy. It's not because I'm out of weed that I decided to give you the tips on what to do if you're out of weed, but it's just the fact that it's been overdue and I needed something to talk about in segment 4 other than fucking BDO news, which I sort of jam-packed the first segment with, and I could have gone on another half hour if I wanted to. I just didn't. Now, coming up shortly after this segment will be a song, and then after the song, always know that our shows at BDO, the way they're structured, the song is not the last thing in the show. You also have a skit at the very end. So there's going to be a skit. I haven't even picked it yet. It's going to be a BDO classic remade for the playlist, and that's it. So you're going to be getting a song followed by a classic advisory. You know what I'm saying? As for what is of me, I would like you guys to keep checking BDOradio.com. We got some really neat affiliate pages right now for each of our affiliate broadcasters. For instance, BDOradio.com/The Creek, or BDOradio.com/Florida, or BDOradio.com/Australia, or /Billingham, or the list doesn't stop, /Ggrass. You can check out our affiliate broadcaster's own page. They actually have control over the content of those pages, so something I really needed for my affiliates, and they now have it. Hope you have fun with that. Check the schedule, and you will eventually catch me on a live show. The Sunday Classic is not something I do plan on replacing with recorded shows, so I'm going to see each other on that one at least. So until then, people, I hope you enjoyed today's new recorded show. And it ain't over yet. You got a song and then the final skit. And then it's over. Thanks for listening, people. And see you soon. BDOradio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, Jack's road safety tip number 6. Hi, I'm Jack. This is road safety tip number 6. When comes time to changing lanes on the highway, simply steer without looking. Looking into your blind spot and putting your flasher is uselessly time-consuming. Instead, let the others adapt to your random movement.
Yeah. to death. Every year is getting shorter, never seem to find the time. Plans that either come to walk or half a page of scribbled lines. Hanging on in quiet desperation is the English way. The time is gone, the song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
Road safety tip number 6.
Hi, I'm Jack. This is road safety tip number 6. When comes time to changing lanes on the highway, simply steer without looking. Looking into your blind spot and putting your flasher is uselessly time consuming. Instead, let the others adapt to your random movement.
Hey guys, what's up?
Yo, man.
Yo. So, man, did you hear about these elections coming up, man? I don't know about, like, Smith or Dubois. I just have no idea who to vote for.
Man, I'll be voting for the second guy, man. He looked real good, man. I think he's going to rule our country great.
Yo, man, no, man. Yo, look at the third guy, man. This guy, it's a pot party, these guys, man. You should vote for the fucking pot party. Well, I was, I don't know, pot party. It's kind of like a joke, you know? I was thinking of voting for, I don't know, something different. Something I actually like, you know? Not somebody who's going to win.
Yo, man,
hey, guys,
he's just like,
guys, I know, man.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know who this is. Yeah, what do you want?
Man, vote pot, man! You gotta vote pot!
What's pot? Is that a party, or what are you talking about?
Pot, man! Pot for president, man! Come on, man!
Yo, wait, what are you talking about, dude? We're talking about the elections. Are you talking about something else?
No, man! Pot should rule the country, man! Pot rules, man!
Dude, man, pot is a plant. You want us to vote for a plant.
Vote pot, man!
Dude, pot isn't running for president. It's a plant, dude.
Pot,
it's
man, a, yeah, you it, got it, a, man. Pot.
Pot, a plant cannot run a country. You just can't. It won't be on the fucking ballot.
So what, man? Pot, man. Pot for president. Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Dude, you're not listening to me, man. Hear me out here. Hear me out, okay? Pot. Pot, don't get me wrong. It's a lovely thing, man. It's super. When you smoke it.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Let me talk. Okay, let me finish. Okay,
okay, man. Okay.
But it's a plant, dude. You can't put a plant running for president. How the fuck is it gonna run the country, you idiot? I mean, pot is made to smoke up, right?
Yeah! Yeah!
Okay, guys, I think we'll change table here, because this guy's crazy. Yo, man, I agree. This guy's a fucking lunatic.
No, man. I'm telling you, man.
Yo, man, this guy's completely sad.